These are the reasons I drink. The reasons I tell everybody I'm fine, even though I am not. These are the reasons I overdo it. I have been working since I can remember, since I was single digits. Now, even though
now, that's the unmistakable voice of Alanis Morissette. That's called Reasons I Drink. Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press, good morning.
Good morning. The first taster from her new album, Such Pretty Forks in the Road, which is out next May. Fair bit of warning there. Meanwhile, her big breakthrough record, Jagged Little Pill, turns 25 next year. I'm feeling antique. Remember that coming out? It sold 33 million copies. Its massive hits included Hand in My Pocket, You Ought to Know, and Ironic, which wasn't ironic at all, ironically. To celebrate, she's going on tour with Liz Phair and Garbage. An Irish show is expected next summer. It's also been turned into a Broadway show, which opened this week to very positive reviews.
All right, now, a rave from the grave. The unmistakable sound of Prince. What's come out?
Well, his classic 1999 album has been re-released in very extended form. 11 tracks have become 65. No. Now, about 10 versions of the title track, lots of demos and alternate versions, but also some new songs like that, Money Don't Grow on Trees, which is a funky devil. There's also an amazing 10-minute jam called Purple Music, which is totally off the wall, robotic and almost kraut rock. As we discussed before on the show, he had a bank vault in Paisley Park, which had to be broken into by a safecracker when he died. It's just strange than fiction. Inside, over 1,000 unreleased tracks were found. He made music all day, every day. There's also a new book, The Beautiful Ones, by American writer Dan Peepbring, who was handpicked for the task by Prince. Some really interesting stuff in that.
Well, now, every so often you get a classic Christmas song coming out. I think of, say, Driving Home for Christmas, Chris Rea. So everyone wants to have a go at creating a song that in 50 years' time will still be sung. And this is Taylor Swift's attempt.
My winter nights are taken up by static. Stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else. Just like magic. In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights. Up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe, watching the fire glow, and telling me I love you.
Every musical cliche in the book is
absolutely
in there, but it's not unpleasant.
I'm a real Grinch, bah humbug, but I do like that Christmas tree farm, and she grew up on a Christmas tree farm in Reading, Pennsylvania. The video has some home footage of her as a nipper. She was very, very cute. We see her unwrapping her first guitar, age five, very prophetic. She's making her acting bow this month in Cats, alongside Idris Elba, Rebel Wilson, Judi Dench, Jennifer Hudson and Ian McKellen. There's also a Netflix documentary, Taylor Swift, Miss Americana, debuting in January. So plenty of Taylor for Christmas and the New Year.
Latest gig news then, Stuart?
The National play big Limerick, Cork and Belfast shows next June. Dua Lipa has confirmed the Dublin 3 Arena on June the 18th and 19th. Crowded House are in Trinity College Dublin on July the 1st, all on sale this morning. Sinead O'Connor back and just in top form. She's playing Cork Live at the Marquee on June the 5th and the Ivy Gardens Dublin on July the 9th. An album in the spring. Those tickets for Sinead on sale Monday.
Stuart Clark, thank you very much.